Alphabet Sample PX, these are great. Today's date is 11/21/2024. Dictation is for Mr. George Karamaji. Karamaji spells K-A-R-A-M-A-G-I. George spells G-E-O-R-G-E. Date of birth is 09/06/1967. 57-year-old gentleman here for lab review, period. Patient study was seen here recently on... November 13, 2024. Had some labs drawn. Said he also had an MRI done because of swelling and pain in his left ankle. And would like to review those results, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 135 over 88. Pulse 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Left ankle. 1 plus pitting edema. Yes, full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Neurovascularly intact. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present. Regular rate and rhythm. Sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2, poor medication compliance, patient steady, he has diabetes for a long time, but was given metformin, but did not take him because of the side effects. He said he read or heard someone speak about the side effects from metformin and decided not to take it, and was said he was trying to do lifestyle modification, namely exercise and diet, period. He was encouraged to start metformin. His main concern for stopping it, he said he thinks it was affecting his libido. Period. Next paragraph. Torn plantar calcaneonavicular ligament. A review of his MRI revealed a plantar calcaneonavicular ligament tear. Further explanation says consistent with prior ankle sprain. The patient was given a consultation to see a foot specialist, Dr. Casperson, for reevaluation and definitive care. Next paragraph. Next assessment, the hypercholesterolemia. Labs revealed a LDL cholesterol of 126. Normal 100. Patient opted for lifestyle management, namely exercise and diet. Said he does not want to start any more medication and he already has to, period. Next paragraph, low T. Testosterone is 24 versus normal at 46 to 224. We had a discussion about his testosterone level and he was reassured that this may be responsible for his low libido. Patient will be given a prescription of testosterone transderm gel, 12.5 milligrams per pump. He would apply one pump daily for 90 days. He was also given a freestyle Libre for daily glucose check. It's given the 14 days machine. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. We had a lengthy discussion on the importance of diet and exercises and medication compliance, especially with his elevated glucose. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.